And joining us right now is Kathy Garber. You might know her better as, of course, Sissy on the classic Family Affair TV show. And if you if you remember the TV show and the warmth and loving atmosphere of it, you can actually relive it because it's been released on DVD. Now, the season one we talked about a while back, season two is now out. 12 and a half hours of entertainment. There's also a featurette with Kathy Garber called An Affair to Remember, Family Affair Memories. It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of viewing, five-disc set, and it's available right now. And you can get it online, or you can get it all over the place, actually. It's from MPI Media Group. You can go to KathyGarber.com for information on this, too. Kathy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's great to talk to you. I know they say that classic television stars never die. They just kind of get involved in cyberspace. Or, as you say, on this new DVD that's officially released on November the 21st.
It's an amazing, actually, DVD set. I enjoyed it. I was kind of sitting there listening to it. And, you know, one of the episodes that I remember really clearly was the one where the kids were asking about babies, where they come from, and Uncle Bill and Mr. French tell them kind of a lie about the whole thing, and you step in and kind of guide them in the right direction.
That's right. It's not the birds and the bees, but they do it too, I guess, and have little birdettes and beettes, but it was all based on love. I think that was our the end of the show. Now I've given away the story, so.
No, there was some, another one was the imaginary friend for Jody. I remember that episode as well. And they're both in season two, and the guest stars for the season included people like Jackie Coogan and Ann Southern. It's a fun season. And now, how many seasons were there altogether?
Five.
So you got a few more seasons to go in terms of releasing these things.
Right. Well, I've just done the bonus feature, and it was interesting because we had a roundtable discussion with Sherry Alberoni, who played my friend Sharon on the show, and she was an ex-Mouseketeer, and the producer of the show, John Stevens, and the writers and story editors, Austin and Irma Kalish. So we had bantered about lots of interesting stories, and that's going to be on the third season release that will probably be out next year.
Oh, okay. So that's the bonus feature on that one, and you got to have to come up with two more.
That's right. I think we're going to have another roundtable, and then maybe we'll have a reunion type of thing with Johnny Whitaker. I don't know yet.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that that Sebastian's gone and Brian and and Anissa. Tell us a little bit about working with Sebastian Cabot. Was the proper English manservant in the show, and Brian Keith, the bachelor Bill. Tell us a little bit about both of them in terms of what they were really like to work with at a young age when you were working.
Well, it was interesting. I just got back from Canada, and Sebastian was Canadian. He lived up in British Columbia and Victoria. He was English, but primarily Canadian. And he had a little bit of that English sensibility, but the style of Sebastian and Brian was so different from each other. Sebastian would take home his lines and studiously memorize them every single weekend and get every word down. And then Brian would come in and say, okay, what are we doing today? Okay, let me just see that. All right, let's go. But I think it worked very well, those contrasting styles.
Now, what was it like working with Anissa and Johnny, who played the six-year-old twins on the show when it first came out? They were really young, and you were a teenager at that point, weren't you?
Right, yes. And John was only six when the series began. Anissa was nine. And so she was a little easier to work with because she was a little older. So, there would be 10 and 15 takes. But for little kids, they were very good.
Mm. Now, Anissa obviously ran into troubles and died at a very young age. What kind of things do you remember about her? And were you keeping in touch with her when she was going through her downward spiral at all?
Well, she was an absolutely delightful girl. She was very warm and giving. Unfortunately, she didn't come from a great family background. Her parents were divorced, and unfortunately, her mother was a little bit of a stage mother. And I remember, though, going to her 18th birthday, and her mother came up to me and said, oh, I wish you could call Anissa, like, maybe next week, because I believe she's gotten in with the wrong crowd. And unfortunately, I left the next day and was gone for 8 weeks doing a musical back east. and I got the word while I was gone that she had taken too many drugs. So it was really a tragedy. And John, too, got on cocaine and this and that and was hooked for a while. And now he's finally off of it and battling his demons.
You know, you were talking about nostalgia, and it's interesting to note, I visited KathyGarver.com, and it's Kathy with a K, by the way, KathyGarver.com. And you are always on the road. There are so many different shows for every kind of show. Tell us a little bit about some of these shows that you go to. I know that you've gone out with casts from other shows as well. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I go to autograph shows, memorabilia shows, and there are poster shows. For instance, I was in Toronto, as I said, last weekend with Priscilla Barnes and Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company. They're very good friends of mine. We just had a great time. The fans have a great time, and it's really fun to meet fans in person and see to whom you're entertaining. I love that, and that's one of the reasons I do go on the road is to meet people. And then I do other things on the road. I record a lot of audiobooks, and I also teach audiobooks, as well as speech and diction and how to do character voices for toys. I'm teaching tonight in San Francisco, and ADR, or looping, as it's called. So that takes up a lot of my travel time. Mm-hmm. And I have a new television series that's coming out called TV Dinners. That's a half-hour show. It's a cooking-slash-talk show, and each week I host a different classic TV star. Our first show is with Tony Dow and Jerry Mathers from Leave It to Beaver. We're going to make meatloaf and dirty mashed potatoes.
And what network is that on?
The Food Channel, of course.
It's what?
Food Channel.
Food Channel. Oh,
Food
so
Channel,
that's on now?
No. Right now we're just in pre-production.
Oh.
We're getting all the sets built, and we want to. It's a retro kitchen.
That's a great idea. I think that's
will
really
be
well.
Contemporary.
I like that idea. It's going to do well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And that's lots of fun. And then I'm producing a couple movies. And that entails traveling as well. I'm associated with a company called Stirred Water Studios, and they're in KCMO, which is Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas City, Kansas.
Hmm. So you're a busy young lady. I mean, you've been working since you were a teenager.
I have a 15-year-old son. How old? 15.
Yeah, it's the same age as my son.
Oh, is that right? Isn't it an interesting age, Mark?
Yeah. Interesting. That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I find one of the stories I heard about you very fascinating, and that is that when you were little, really little, you were going to be having a small part in the Ten Commandments, but Cecil B. DeMille, who's a legend in Hollywood, actually noticed you and kind of rewrote the movie for you. Is this true?
Well, that's right. I was just hired to be an extra, and I'm supposed to be carrying this lamb in my lap in a rickety wagon going through the town, and Cecil B. DeMille is way up on this crane, and all of a sudden I hear, "Don't let that little girl's face get in the camera." I thought it was God. As a little girl hearing this great big booming voice. So I like hid my face, and I went up after the scene to meet him, and we chatted, and so he wrote extra scenes into the movie. My part is in the Exodus, and then I have a scene with Charlton Heston going through the Red Sea, which was papier-mâché mountains. But it was a wonderful experience and a great introduction to Hollywood.
Now, you mentioned the problems that the kids on the show had, and a lot of it's because they weren't really rooted. The family, they didn't have good families, but you did, in fact, have mom and dad and brothers and sisters, and I guess that that's really important in terms of, you know, establishing yourself as a young actress.
Absolutely. And another part of it is, I mean, Anissa came from a broken family, but Johnny had a big family, but because he had a big family, they used a lot of Johnny's salary to pay for the family, which, you know, is not such a great thing for kids. And Johnny resented that and is very bitter about that because he worked all those years and came away with really nothing. And Paul Peterson, who is a big friend of mine and was on the Donna Reed Show, worked very hard to establish a minor consideration, which helps kids now. I mean, they had the Jackie Coogan Law, which would set aside monies for kids if they had a contract with a studio. But there was nothing for freelance kids. And now they're we have money set aside for any child who works. I mean, it's not a lot. I mean, it's like 20%, but at least it's something.
Right. Yeah, a lot of parents were doing that. They were living off their kids.
Yeah.
And it's a tragedy in terms of what it resulted in.
That's right.
There's no question. And Paul Peterson's been on the show a few times, and he's a great guy and has worked so hard for the kids that are out there now, you know?
He has, and he has been very successful and has persevered and spent a lot of his own time and money to get actual laws passed to protect the kids.
You know, you talk about money, and I've had so many stars of the 60s and 50s on from music and TV, and many of them have complained that they got nothing for some of the stuff that was, you know, done back then, because obviously there was no such thing as internet, there was no such thing as cable, there was, you know, no such thing as VCRs or DVDs. How did you do in terms of a family affair? I assume you're getting something now because you're part of the DVD package.
Well, when I did Family Affair, we were only paid up to the 10th residual, to the 10th rerun, which meant that TV Land could show as many Family Affair episodes they want, and they didn't have to pay any of the actors. When they started to show a clip, TV Land, on the internet, I had my agent call up and yell and scream and said, excuse me, you can't do that. You can do it, but you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally grunted and everything, and they paid like a little pittance, then they took the clip off.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I had my contract, my dear sweet mom had saved all my contracts. And so at that time, now they say, well, you signed this release and we can use this for anything that's ever invented on the universe in the next galaxy or whatever. But that wasn't in my contract. It was very specific, you know, as to what it covered.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are trying to put whole shows, I'm sure you know, on the internet without paying the actors anything.
Sure.
And this is an ongoing thing right now. And they said, oh, all right, well, we will pay, you know, some to the shows after 1971, but nothing before 1971. So that was rejected by the actors and the negotiators and say, no, excuse me, this is not acceptable.
And, of course,
so it's an ongoing battle, Mark.
Family Affair ended in 1971.
It was 66 to 71.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't cover you too well.
Not too well.
No.
I, of course, am on the side of the negotiators trying to, because why should that be? I mean, why should they get free product to show?
Now, I noticed that this set is put out by Family Affair Company. Who owns Family Affair Company?
It was owned originally by Don Federson and Ed Hartman. It is now owned by Don Federson's widow and Ed Hartman's widow.
I see.
Run by the same people, Jack King, who ran it way back in 1966.
So I assume they paid you something for doing the feature.
I'm sorry?
I said, I assume they paid you something for doing the feature for this.
Yes, they did.
Good.
Yes, that was a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing. And the good thing is that you got three more seasons to do as well, so...
Right.
That's also a good thing. Yeah, I noticed one thing that I thought was really interesting, that when you left Family Affair, you actually went to Tel Aviv to star in an Israeli musical stage version of the series? Tell me about that. That's kind of interesting.
Well, that's right. And it was like, at the time when Israel only had one station, and so Family Affair was like the number one show. Hmm. And I went over there, it was mobbed, but they had people that looked like all the characters on the TV show, and we did a stage presentation. So I learned Hebrew for this. I was singing. I had to learn it phonetically because I didn't speak Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a fun experience.
Do you actually remember some of it, though, huh?
I do, and that was a little while ago.
Yeah, the only thing I know is Shalom.
Some things just stick in your mind.
Yeah, I know Shalom.
Shalom, mm-hmm. Yes. I know challah bread. I had a friend brought some bread over to a dinner party I had, and I said, oh, challah bread. I said, no, I know it's challah bread.
You got to spit
now,
up a bit.
Spelled challah.
You've done a lot of actual Broadway-type things and plays, haven't you?
I love to do stage plays, but my favorite thing is to do cartoons or to do audiobooks or appear on camera like I've been doing. You get, I think, more bang for your buck, as they would say.
Well, you've done the voice of Pepper on Chuck Norris's Karate Commandos and Firestar, a super heroine mutant on the Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends show. So
that's right.
You've been around with the voice. And you also have a toy company, Edutainment for Kids, right?
Right, yes. Edutainment for Kids, and we make preschool computer toys. And I cast the character voices, etc. And I also teach how to do voices for toys. That's what I'm doing tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
so
cool.
A busy girl.
Yeah, and is your husband in the biz as well?
No. I just, for sanity's sake and for longevity of a marriage, I think it's better to marry someone outside the business. Mm. He was on the periphery as he was in the music business, but he was in as an executive and in the sales part, and now he's with a different company called Attorney Recovery Systems.
Now, Reed,
they don't find lots of lawyers.
Has Reed shown any desire to get into the arts at all?
He is a fabulous talent, and he belongs to Screen Actors Guild, and he did some episodes of Nash Bridges, but he does not want to do that right now. He wants to be an entrepreneur and a music producer, etc. But he's 15, so I'm sure he'll change his mind a couple times along the way.
Of course. Yeah. Does he do any sports at all?
He plays golf, and he lifts weights.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I think that things are going well for you, and things are going even better because this is now coming out. It's called Family Affair, of course. You know the show. You love it. Season 2 is a disc set that's available right now. Can they order it from KathyGarver.com?
Sure. Just come onto my website and click email, and I'll autograph it for them for free and send one out to them.
There you go. See that? You can get an autographed version. Now,
that's
if you
right.
can send it out to Johnny Whitaker, too, you can get him. You can get a double autograph.
Yeah.
Do you regularly talk to Johnny?
Not really. You know, we've gone down different paths. You know, as I said, he was involved in all these drugs and things, and that doesn't kind of fit into my scenario. The company I'm with, Stirred Waters, is all family entertainment and that type of thing. So.
Yeah. Well, he has straightened out his act, though. So.
Yes, he has. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Sometimes drugs kind of mess up your mind, even after you're off them for 3 years.
Well, that's true.
You
yeah,
know,
they just
so
keep on they keep on giving like a bad gift.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Kathy Garver, thanks so much for coming on again. I look forward to having you on maybe when the next one comes out.
Thank you, Mark. It was a delight talking with you, as always.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.